on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Victorian Form Preview for this Monday. It is a public holiday Monday meeting at Mornington. Not a bad meeting as well. We are racing, according to Racing Australia, we'll get this updated throughout the program. I might get Benny Day, my producer, to have a chat to Mick Suey just to give us the latest on the track conditions. But we are in the heavy range. Michael Kent said earlier this morning he had a track walker yesterday who declared that it was a lot better than a heavy nine. So we will get the latest. The rail is in the true position for today's meeting. And Warren Huntley, as he does each and every Monday, is here to find us all the winners. Good morning, Woz. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
How was the weekend as far as the punt was concerned?
Well, it started off well with Ranveer winning the first, and it probably went south after that, but I wasn't on my own there.
No, not on your Pat Malone there. What was your highlight? Ayrton, Zaki, Tefane, Converge. What caught your eye on the weekend?
Oh, all of the above, but if narrowing it down to one, I just love the dominance of Converge and the JJ Atkins. I thought the way he finished off the race was terrific, but yeah, I thought Ayrton was great. You know, Zaki, dominant. Again, different style of win to the Doomben Cup. Picking it to one, I'd go with Converge.
All right. Is this a money-making Monday, do you think, the meeting? You're confident today?
Yes, I am. And interestingly, or importantly, you can notice by the claims and the prize money levels that it is a metropolitan meeting. So Jamie Carr with an opportunity to get closer to that 100 metropolitan winners, probably the most interesting point out of the meeting.
All right, let's see if Calvin McAvoy can help us find a winner. Good morning, Calvin. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. You've got a good team heading to Mornington today. Just quickly before that, how did Savitou Excel pull up from the Stratty?
Yeah, no, he pulled up pretty well. Look, he's just probably not the same horse on that leg. We've come to learn now, and he'll head home for a break now, which will be nice. He's done a terrific job.
And Hurtle seemed a pretty clear indication. She didn't like those conditions on Saturday at Sandown.
It was just a disaster. He got very agitated in the gates, and the barrier attendants just had to sort of screw him down quite tight so he didn't hurt himself or rear up, and he just got very uncomfortable and shot out sideways, and it was all over from there. It was just a bad experience, unfortunately, but he'll head to the paddock. We'll try and iron out a few of those barrier nerves next time in. He's a nice little horse. He'll bounce back next prep.
Yeah, he's certainly got a lot of ability. All right, let's get the winners today at Mornington. As I said, it's a good team. Amuri starts off this filly from Zoustar, or by Zoustar. We haven't seen since the spring. Two starts ago, absolutely walked in at Morfordville, and then just got lost down the straight, was it? What happened at Flemington in a really hot Red Roses?
No, look, she's a really talented filly. She's a filly that's had a wind operation. And she's everything needs to go right for her. As soon as sort of she doesn't get her breathing 100% right, it can really bring her undone in a race. So, as you saw, she had a jump out at St. Arne's the other day and just went beautifully and flowed really well. Linda Meach wrote her for me that day. And, you know, the form is there. It does look a really high-tempo race, this, and there's going to be a lot sort of wanting to be up there. She is quite quick. With the claim, we'll be rolling forward, and as long as she can do it comfortably and travel within herself smoothly, I think she'll give a really good kick. She seemed to get through the soft ground well at St. Arnold. This heavy will be another story, but you know, it's a beautiful day in Mornington, and my reports say it has been for a couple of days, so I'm hoping that it's not as bad as what they've put up.
All right. Meteorite's one that is one for one on a wet track, and we know this gelding's got a lot of speed and a lot of ability as well. How do you think the race shapes up today for Meteorite?
Yeah, drawn sticky. Blinkers back on, 3 kilos off. The horse is going very well at home. Luke Curry galloped him for me last week, and he works super. So it's there. He does mix his form a touch, as we know now. He has won on heavy, albeit in a, you know, a lowly rated race. If he handles it and can sort of come across and control, he's going well enough to win.
The Waterman's another one in good form. Was an impressive winner on debut. Has he made the improvement to win again today?
Yeah, he has. He did feel that first run of touch, and we just had to take our time, let him get over that. And he's really thrived the past 10 days or so, and work's been good. It's a big step up in class. You know, he handled the soft conditions of Ballarat well. Again, he's unknown on this ground, but I think he jumps from barrier two now. Luke Curry on board, and he'll be positive, and I'm hoping he's good enough to win in town for Tony Santic.
Yeah, it'd be good to see those Maccabi colours to the fore once again. And then you round out the day with DiMaggio, who's got good form now, behind Zipping Boy, who was impressive on Saturday.
Yeah, I was doing my form this morning, and I was very happy to see that was the horse that beat him. Going really well. He's had a good space between runs. You know, we're going from synthetic to heavy. He's never been on soft or heavy, so I'm a little bit unsure on that. Winkers go on. Will Price with the claim, drawn well. I think he's ready to win this horse, but you know, our day is just going to be very much dictated to whether these horses get through the ground. It's a bit of a learning thing for us all, and it's going to be nice to find out. But as we saw, you know, Hurtle didn't get through it. He was a favourite, so they've got to handle it. I'm unsure if they will. I'm hopeful, and if they do, I think we'll have a nice day.
All right, well, all have ability. You've got some nice runners tomorrow as well, so if there's one you're going to back in the next couple of days, who would it be?
I think Meteorite's the one that's got the ability. He's really got the ability, and it's just got to be a matter of you know, whether he handles it and wants to do it for us today. We've got a very nice mare running first up for our stable on Wednesday at Sandown called Heaven's Gift. So her form's over 2,200, but you know, her jump outs have been good, and she'll run a nice race and be improved out of it. But I'm looking forward to her getting thirsted on Wednesday.
All right, XWA mare on Wednesday. Best of luck today, Calvin.
Thank you very much.
Calvin McAvoy joining us there. All right, let's get stuck into this. Warren, the first race today in what looks an intriguing card, and the track conditions will be all important. It is a fine day today, and we haven't had that much rain in recent days, so let's hope that it is on the improve. It's a benchmark 70 over 2,000 metres. We can take out 4 and 8. Runaway Train for Jamie Carr. Clayton Douglas is $2.90. She's on time 4.40. Manola, also $4.40, and then we're out to Florent at $4.80. Who did you like in the first?
I'm surprised she's on time's not favourite, Michael. I think her form's solid, particularly through that high-pressure race in Adelaide last start behind In Good Health. So back from stakes grade here, and with the benefit of a claim for Tom Stockdale, she's had a nice tick-over jump out since she's come back from Adelaide. She looked to move nicely there. I'm going to go with her, one ahead of Runaway Train, who's hard and fit, racing well. And the run and benchmark 70 level a couple of starts ago was solid enough and made good ground there. 9, Art Glass, getting fitter, improved run, second up, and you know, was on an Oaks path last preparation, so has the class to at least be competitive here. And 3, Manola's an interesting run. First run for the Gavin Benchgood stable. What a great day for Gavin at Sandown Saturday. She comes through the same jump out recently as She's On Time. I've just got a lean into She's On Time out of the overall form, and that hit out. 1.593.
1.593 in the first, and Benny Day's had a chat to Mick Suey, the track manager at Mornington, and said it is a heavy nine, and it's likely to stay that way for the entire of the day, for the entirety of the day. No rain overnight, but they've had 47 millimetres for the day, so that's the latest with the Mornington track conditions. Race number two, it's a maiden over 1,200 metres. Take out 3, 10, 14, 15 and 19. Holy Spirit is the favourite at $4. Acker's Meteor, $4.80. Redison, $5. And Imprinted's at $7. And Michael Kent, when we spoke to him before, said he wants it to be genuinely wet for Holy Spirit. And according to the track manager, that's the condition he's going to get. So what do you make of this Holy Cow daughter, Holy Spirit, first up today?
She was really strong to the line in a recent jump out, Michael. She was asked to do a bit there, and she'd want testing conditions, I think, in a solidly run race. I don't have a firm opinion here. When the early favourite, Arenti, came out as a scratching, the race became very even to my eye. I'll be looking forward to see where Arenti goes for the Chris Maher stable. A recent jump out alongside Argentia was pretty solid, and a good jump out since then. So she was going to be clearly my top pick. I'm going to go with Imprinted here, who jumped out very well going into this first racing preparation. Obviously, still a maiden here, but has continued to race consistently. I think capable of rolling forward with Ben Mell on the board from that draw, and blinkers off and the visor on, just might be a slight tweak in headgear to improve a length or so don't have a firm opinion, but got five imprinted ahead of Acca's Meteor, who was good first up, will be fitter. That race was controlled on the speed. Holy Spirit's right in the mix, will be strong late, and eighth, Redder Sun's hardened fit and going okay also. Jamie Carr aboard. It's a positive. Even race for me, Michael. 5-1, 12-8.
5-1, 12-8 in the second. Race number three is the Stride Free Ron Hutchison Handicap, and it's for the two-year-olds over 1,200 metres. We can take out 5 and 9, and Jamie Carr is on the favourite here for Anthony and Sam Freeman. A first starter called Beagle. Daniel Starr is at $4 from the Mar Eustace stable. A Brazen Laugh at $5.50, and Dar Sandermill is at $6.50. So Beagle, first start today. What's this two-year-old colt shown you at the jump outs, Warren?
I thought the recent jump out was terrific. Actually chased home a horse I was looking forward to seeing in the previous in Arenti in a recent jump out and looked to do it very nicely through the line. Didn't have the jump and run intent in that jump out, but worked through the line nicely behind a horse that I think will be very hard to beat when it does make it debut Arenti. So I'm with Beagle here. I thought the jump out was encouraging. 8 transformations, I think, one that can improve at odds. Blinkers off, just got into a very awkward spot, got keen and didn't have any real clear go at them at sale last start, and a forgive run on debut. So I can see some improvement coming from transformation. Star Sandermill will probably roll forward, hold a spot from that draw and give a sight. And 7 River Views, probably just like to see a little bit more strength at the end of the races, but now that we're hitting this race third up, might be hard and fit, but just hasn't been a match for a couple of smart horses in the two runs this preparation. 3-8, 2-7.
3-8, 2-7 in race number three. Race number four is over the 1,000. It's a 64. In this race, we can take out 12, 13, 15, 16, 17, and 18. And Amuri is the favourite. Calvin, just a word of caution sounding by what he was saying there. Has a lot of ability, but does have some breathing issues, and there could be a bit of pressure in today's race. It's the 3:30 favourite. Clean Machine, $4.60. Martini Special, $5. Aminatu at $7.50. So which way are you going here in regards to the favourite? Amuri first up.
Oh, it's in the mix, Michael. I've got it in as my second selection. There's 4 last start winners after scratchings here. So some different form lines converging and a really good quality race, I think, for benchmark 64. I do like what I've seen from number 9, Aminatu, in her racing preparations to date. This is her third prep. I think she's jumped out nicely at Cranbourne to resume, and she'll be very strong at the end of 1,000 metres. And as Calvin McAvoy outlined, there looks to be good speed here, and I was looking for a horse that would have that strength rate and can pay each way at around about the $7 with number 9, Aminatu, 9 ahead of 4. Amuri, who jumped out well at St Arnold recently, and Calvin outlined. Can mix the form a little bit, but now that they know they've got that breathing issue, they've identified it and hopefully rectified it, she's jumped out nicely to resume. Martini Special's a horse I've got a bit of time for. She comes back in distance here, but gets blinkers on and will be very strong late, and one Chrome Angel getting fitter, just has that wider barrier draw to overcome, but we'll know a bit of the pattern by this stage of the day, and maybe middle to outside of the track might be coming into play by the second half of the meeting. 9 each way, ahead of 4, 6 and 1.
9 each way ahead of 4, 6 and 1 in the fourth. We're up to race number 5, which is Les O'Brien Medal Handicap. And great to see Les, who, Warren, you would have known very well from your clocking days. And it's great to see this race named in his honour today.
Yeah, a number of legends being honoured. And you spoke to Ronnie Hutchison this morning, Michael, and it'd be great when we can all get back to the races. He loves getting into the mounting yard, Ron, and looking at the horses, and he's always still looking dapper and getting out and about. It's great looking at horses in the mounting yard and trying to glean a little bit from Ron. And Les O'Brien was a terrific bloke and an iconic clocker around the region. He used to get to Sandown as well and clock the internationals, Werribee, and great to see his daughter Hayley regularly at the races at the Scales. So an iconic family in the region and in racing, and great to see Les being honoured today.
That's right, and I think I heard a story where Les was one of the first ones who really latched onto the internationals and may have had a good little win on one of the first internationals that came out here and won the cup.
Oh, I think more than one. Michael, and he played his cards very close to his chest, didn't he? But I'm sure he ran a very little profitable business there.
Well done to have that race again named in his honour today. Let's find the winner of the benchmark 70 over 1,000. Take out 3, 14, 15 and 16. Our Musketeer. It's been a big weekend for Jerome Hunter. Looking for it to continue today. It's the equal favourite at 4.20. Peggy Celine also at 4.20. Meteorite 4.60. Right Enough at $5. And then it's $10 the remainder. Jerome was on with the Brecky boys this morning. Oh, no, we've got him on his races 7 and 8, so we don't have him on Our Musketeer. What do you think about Our Musketeer?
It's in the mix, Michael. Gee, I think this is a very competitive race. I thought Peggy Celine was very good first up. She'll be fitter. It's the same form line as Meteorite comes through. I think he can mix it up a little bit, Meteorite, but he probably goes in the wide quaddy. But out of that race, I thought Peggy Celine could train on from that and was going to be hard to beat. At odds, I think there's a bit of pressure in this race, particularly if Meteorite rolls forward as Calvin McAvoy outlined with the claim and the gear change with the blinkers on. That might set it up for a horse such as Elite Legacy. I think it's over the odds. Jumped out well, can produce a run first up, and I thought was well over the odds. 7, Our Musketeer was good winning. This is probably a little bit tougher, but the Jerome Hunter horses seem to handle round, rain-affected ground very well, and they certainly get around Mornington nicely. And 12, Miss Starway. She might need the gaps to open up from that inside draw, but if the pressure's there, she'll be very strong late. I think it's a very even race, but Peggy Celine was good first up and got her on top. 8-2, 7-12.
8-2, 7-12 in the first leg of the quaddie at Mornington. Race number 6 is a 64 over 1,200. We can take out 5, 7, 8, 12, 13, 14 and 15. Four-leaf right for Scott Cameron after a very good win on debut and a gutsy performance at Flemington, dropping in class today, is the 270 favourite. The Waterman, we heard from Calvin McAvoy, $4, second favourite after its debut performance. Prince of Mercia at $5. Then we're out to win at $6 as well. Who do you like in this race, Warren?
He's got to be the one to beat, four-leaf right, doesn't he, Michael? I think that debut run at Kilmore, admittedly, it was a bit of a time trial there, but he did it well and was very heavily supported. And the money came for him in a much stronger race at Flemington last start. So somebody thinks he's got well above average ability because he's been heavily backed. And that was a really strong race won by Foxy Frieda last start. He'll roll forward. He'll handle rain-affected ground. And he's the one to beat. 2 ahead of 9, Prince of Nicaea. Another one for Jamie Carr, this time for Clayton Douglas. I think the form through Imperial Hilton will hold up well. He went to Adelaide and won well on Saturday to frank that form. 3 out to win. The speed up front, primarily with four-leaf right, maybe one or two others will set it up for out to win to be strong late, and similar for number 4, Red Snap. Waterman would be next best for me, but I'm working around four-leaf right is clearly the one to beat. 2-9, 3-4.
2-9, 3-4 in the 6th. Race number 7, the Jim Marconi Handicap, a benchmark 64 over 1,200 metres. We can take out 7, 11, 16, 18, 19 and 20. And what's your favourite Jim Marconi horse? He had so many good horses through the era that he was a remarkable trainer, Warren.
Yeah, look, probably the one that got him going was Tara's Bulba, but so many good horses right throughout his career. Just an amazing... amazing story, Jim Marconi, what he achieved in business and in horse training. And my early days of jockey management, I used to manage Stephen Baster, and Jimmy Marconi would ring and talk about horses and Stephen Baster, and I'd hung up, and I'd have no idea whether I was booked for a ride or not. I don't know if I ever really understood a conversation with Jim Marconi at all. He was great to deal with, and then the fields would come out and you'd see Steve was on a horse, so I thought, well, he probably did engage him for that. But with the conversations I had with Jim, I really never understood where I was going, and I was pretty green at the time. So he helped me along, I think, Michael.
Yeah, a remarkable character. Who wins? Now we've got a little bit of Jerome Hunter audio. This one's about All Price, who is at $12.
I've just been waiting, I think it's 3 weeks or something between runs. I've been waiting for this race for All Price. So... she won pretty well on a heavy tenant sale last preparation, and then she's come back and she won again at Mowi on a soft track. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing how she goes today.
It's a nice little push. Been waiting 3 weeks and it's at $12 All Price. Who do you like here, Warren?
Wish I heard that earlier, Michael. I'm with Terra Mia here. She probably sometimes creates her own bad luck by not having a lot of tactical speed early, but she'll handle the ground, I think. Her soft form's good, and it was quite a soft track, benchmark 64 grade last start at Ballarat, and I think she'll handle it here on a home track. I'm going to go with her. I think Toosby's one's a little bit over the odds. He loves these conditions, and he likes racing here at Mornington. Four, DiMaggio, Winkers go on, fitter for a couple of runs back, and keep on bopping number five, probably rolls forward from that draw. That know the pattern by this stage of the day, and if being somewhere near the speed's not an issue, then from a good draw, keep on bopping should get an economical run on speed somewhere. 10, 2, 4, 5.
10, 2, 4 and 5 in the 7th. And the last, due to jump at 4.30 this afternoon, it's a benchmark 70, 1,600 metres. And a lot of people think the best is in the last, and that is Vainly. We can take out 3, 4, 5, 6, 12 and 13. Vainly, even money favourite. Mrs Beckham, $3.80. Category 5, $6.50. Toff Choice, also at $6.50. Let's hear from Jerome once again on the short price favourite, Vainly.
He's going excellent. He's won two races here, so we know he can handle the conditions. It's up to a mile. That's the only question mark. But at Sandown, I think if it was another 200 metres, he would have won. So it's a question mark whether the distance, but the horse is certainly going enough to say he'd be there to win.
Looks like it could be a very, very good meeting for Jerome Hunter. Do you like Vainly in the last?
I do, Michael. I think everything Jerome said, I agree with. I think the 1,600 metres, he'll cope with that well, particularly here on his home track. And the way he finished off last start, as Jerome outlined, indicates that at this stage of his career, it's probably a good option to stepping up to the 1,600 metres. I like him, 7 ahead of 14, Off Choice. Comes through the same race as Category 5 last start. Category 5 controlled that race on speed. I think it's a different dynamic here. They're both in the mix. So I've got 7, Vainly, clearly ahead of 14, Tough Choice. 11, Mrs Beckham, getting fitter. Her best is certainly good enough to be right in the mix here at benchmark 70 level, with her being a Metropolitan winner. And Inside Draw will know how that's plays by this stage of the day. But I want to include her at this stage before we see if that is a significant disadvantage drawn inside. And Category 5's got the form line that ties in with Tough Choice. He won the race last start. He's in the mix as well. I think Vainly clearly the one to beat. Best of the day. 7, 14, 11 and 2.
Best of the day in the last. What's the way we attack the meeting today, Warren?
I think he's the best. Race 8, number 7, Vainly. And each way for me, race 4, number 9, Aminatu. Loading up the first leg of the quarter, 2, 5, 7, 8 and 12. Numbers 2, 3 and 9 in the second leg. 2, 4, 5 and 10. In the third leg, home with numbers 7, 11 and 14. Going to take a daily double as the player of the day, so effectively tringing up the second and the last legs of the quaddie. First leg of the daily double, 2 and 9, home with 7, Vainly, 1 out.
I like it, Warren. Best of luck today. Good punting.
Thanks, Michael.
Warren Huntley joining us there with all the winners. Don't forget, if you missed any of those selections, jump on rsn.net.au.